Gemara Shabbos Daf Chof Dalam Aleph Malaf. Mal Lahaskir Shal Chanukah Beverchas Hamazon. So at first sight, I mean, the Gemara is very perplexing. What's what do you mean? At the time of Rava, they didn't know whether he masker al nisim or not. Beverchas Hamazon. So Rashi answers the question, because when the Gemara says Kivim Mid Rabbanu Mat Karinin, so Dumishim Pursuim Nisim Rabbanu Lamat Karinin Dumishim Pursuim Nisim Mat Karinin Amar Rava Amar Rav Schom Rav Huna Ain a Masker. So Rashi says Ain a Tzorach Lasker. Ain a Tzorach Lasker. You see. So the machloikis is ainam maskir is ainat tzorach lahaskir, and maskir is tzorach lahaskir. Okay? So everybody was saying, they were saying alanisim. But the question was, is it betar schiyav or not? The fact that there was a minik, that there was a noik to say it, that was the prevalent minhag, but the question, the Gemara's questioning, is that a chiyuv, or is it simply a kiyum? Okay, is it a chiyuv, or is it simply a kiyum?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean it's ma'akev. Chiyuv and ma'akev are two separate things. For instance, on Rosh Chodesh, you have a chiyuv to say Yalav Yavah and Berachas Hamazon. If you didn't say it, you don't go back. So on Shabbos, you have a chiyuv to say Ritzei and Berachas Hamazon. If you didn't say it, you go back. So whether it's a chiyuv or whether it's not a chiyuv has nothing to do with whether it's makiv or not makiv. It's just as much a chiyuv if it's not makiv. The only thing is that once you have a kiyum, it's too late already. So if you can go back, it means there's no kiyum. It's makiv the kiyum. But in terms of the chiyuv makes no difference whether it's makiv, whether it's not makiv. Same chiyuv. Okay? It's a different concept, the machayev, chiyuv, and a makev. Okay. But anyways, the Gemara is asking a different question. The Gemara's question is not a question of makev. The Gemara's question is, are you chayev or not? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara has two sides. Kivon mid the midrabbananu lomat karinin. Since it's only drabbanan, so there's no chiyuv to be maskir. O dilma mishim persume nisa mat karinin. Okay. Rashi says betfila pshita lancharela halo do nekfu kidamrin le'il. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi saying that when are they machayev you, when it's an extension already of a given property? Like you have odor, so now this also is odor. So since this is odor, this is an extension of odor. So it's an extension of modem. It's an extension of modem. So there the chachamim are machayev, because they have already an entity, and now this is an extension of the entity. But over here, you have noda. I mean, so according to Rashi, I mean, it's difficult. So you have an extension of odor, noda lacha. Yeah. So apparently, what Rashi learns is like this: the emphasis is on the word nikvu, that they were nikva for halal and odor. So it's like Eli mentioned Rashi before. So Rashi says lahalel, that's separate, and odor is Rashi says to say odor and tefila. El likras halvelom al nisim odor. Yeah. So it means that it has to, since it has to do with, it was kavua for odor, so therefore the kvias only takes place in something which is kavua, like tefila. Since tefillah is part of the kviyas ayom, because tefillah is an entity in kviyas ayom. It's an entity of the yom. So the yom is kavua l'tefillah, every yom. So therefore, in order to be kaveya Chanukah, so they had to be kaveya in the alanisim in tefillah. Because that's the way you kovea it. In other words, the way you have to be kovea it is through a medium that's kavua. So the medium that's kavua is tefillah. But birchas hamazon is not kavua, so therefore, even though it's an extension of nod l'cha, so you can't say it. Because you can't say it, because it's an extension. But it's not a part of kvius hayom. Birchas hamazon plays no role in kvius hayom. Because it's optional. So it plays no role in kvius hayom. So that would explain something else, really. Why is it the Gemara's chilek, that famous Gemara's chilek in Brachas, that what's the difference between the Yalav Yevam Rosh Chodesh and between Ritzei on Shabbos? So the Gemara, why Yechazer in one and not in the other? Yechazer on Ritzei and not Yechazer on Yalav Yevam. So the Gemara says, because Shabbos, in Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, is Yiboy Yachal, Yiboy Loach. But Shabbos is Lasagilad law. He has to eat on Shabbos. So the question is, so what's it got to do with it, right? So what does it have to do with it? So who cares if it's Boyachal or Boyachal? I mean, so what? But now you ate already. So now you chayv b'rachas hamazon. So you chayv mi'al v'yavo, right? So you shouldn't have to go back. But according to Rashi, is very good. The answer is, because in Shabbos the Ritzei is part of the Kviyas Hayom, so they introduced the Kedushas Hayom, the Amira of the Kedushas Hayom, in everything that functions as a Kviyas Hayom. So therefore, really, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Tefillah always functions as a koveya. Tefillah always functions as a koveya, because you chayv in three tefillahs in the day, erev, vav, tzaraim. So you chayv in three tefillahs, but birchas hamazon doesn't function as a koveya. Why? Because you're not chayv in achila. You boy yochel, boy lo yochel. But where on Shabbos you chayv the first two meals is a chiyuv, so that's why they were machayv you to say it. And if you don't say it, so then you're lacking in the, you have to go back. Why? Because you're lacking in the Kviyas Hayom. You're lacking in the Kviyas Hayom. That the Gemara says that, in other words, that sometimes when they koveya it, it's simply they koveya it as a machayev, and sometimes when they koveya it, they koveya it as a ma'akev. So the question is, why is it by Rosh Chodesh they weren't koveya it as a ma'akev? But in Shabbos they were kaveyed as a ma'akev, right? Chayev Rosh Chodesh, yeah. But they weren't kaveyed as a ma'akev on Rosh Chodesh. It's not a ma'akev, because so the Gemara says, why is one a ma'akev, one is not a ma'akev? So the Gemara says that where they instituted it as a part of the Kviyas Hayom, so then they said it was ma'akev. They instituted it as a ma'akev. But where it's not a part of the Kviyas Hayom, so it's a chiyuv, but it's not a makev. They didn't institute it as a makev. That's what the Gemara is saying over there. I mean, the next Gemara takes a Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but let's just deal with this Gemara time. So what the Gemara is saying is, according to Rashi, what the Gemara is saying is that they were machayev you in every institution that's a part of the Kviyas Hayom. So that's why tefillah is davar pashut, that the machayev, because otherwise there's no kviyas for hadar. But birchas hamazon not, because he doesn't have to eat. So since he doesn't have to eat, so it's not a part of the kviyas. Or do we say no? So that's why he doesn't have to. Or do we say no, that what? So that's why it shouldn't be a chiyuv. But you could say it anyways. Why? Because it's an extension. Yeah, you can give hador. It's an extension of the hador, an extension of nadlacha. Okay, because that's a separate lacha. That once you meshabeach, so mi malag v'rasham yashmir kol tilasa. So you definitely, it's a kiyum to say it, to extend the nadlacha to this also. But it's not a chiyuv. Dilma, what's the other side? Mishum persume nisa. Matkarina. because they weren't machayev. That's the Gemara's question is whether they machayev or not. We know they were machayev where it's part of the Kviyas Hayom. So there they were machayev for sure. But let's say it's not a part, it's not a component of the Kviyas Hayom. Were they machayev or were they not machayev? Okay? Because in Midaraisa, the Gemara is saying, because it's if it's a deraisa, so you have to be maskir the main amora. But over here, it's not the another way. The Gemara, all right, so we have to take the Gemara later. So the Gemara is questioned by Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh deraisa tzorach, adum makivin loyosav sias molach alo maskirin. So what's the Gemara's question? So the Gemara's question is like this, that you have to be maskir something which is a kedushas hayom, which has a kedushas hayom. So if it's deraisa, it has a kedushas hayom. If it's drabanan, there is no kedushas hayom. But then the Gemara's question is, it's a kedushas hayom, but it's not a kedushas hayom of isa molacha. So the Gemara's question is, when it's a kedushas hayom, it's a kedushas hayom of Rosh Chodesh. It's a kedushas hayom, migdash. But it's not a kedushas hayom of Issa Malacha. So the Gemara's question is a kedushas hayom of Issa Malacha the only time you're chayav and being maskir? Or if it's a kedushas hayom, that's what Gemara means, but a raisa means it is a kedushas hayom. But it's not a kedushas hayom of Issa Malacha. But where it's a drabanan, it's not an entity of a kedushas hayom. So it's not an entity of kedushas hayom, so there's no chayav to be maskir. Okay? You know, Rashi's saying before, let's put it together. What Rashi's saying before is like this, that the Gemara has no doubt. In other words, there's two reasons why you're maskir. Either you're maskir because it's a Kedushas Hayom and it's Chayev in Askara. Okay? That's like by Rosh Chodesh. Or Shabbos. Or else you're maskir because the Chachamim want Machayev to be maskir. Okay? So in Tefillah, it has nothing to do with Kedushas Hayom. The reason why you have to be maskir, and the Gemara didn't have a question about tefillah, is because in tefillah, that's part of the Kviyas Hayom. Part of the Kviyas Hayom is its kavuli lo'adah. So where is the manifestation of the Kviyas? In tefillah, because tefillah is kavua. But Birchas HaMazon is not kavua. So therefore, there's no machayev in Birchas HaMazon. Now the Gemara's question is, do I say you're not maskir because simply there's no Kedushas Hayom, and they were not machayev you because it's not a part of the kviyas hayom, or do I say no because pesumei nisa we're masker? Okay, so the side of pesumei nisa means like this, that the chiyuv of pesumei nisa is machayev me to be masker in every opportunity. What? That's right. When you're involved in Aydar. So the chiyuv of Pursumei Nisa is machayev me to be maskerit in every opportunity. And since Chanukah is Allah of Pursumei Nisa, so I'm chayev to be maskerit. So I'm not chayev, it's a different kind of a machayev. In other words, there's a machayev because of the Kedushas Hayom demands verbalization, like the Tfilas and Shabbos. Or there's another kind of a machayev because there's a machayev of pesumei nisa. What's chayev pesumei nisa? It means wherever I can, I have to be mefarsa in the nes. So this is an opportunity. It's a different kind of a machayev. Okay? It's not because of the yom. So that's the Gemara. So that's the Gemara Zabaya. That's right.
Why would he say not that way?
That's the Gemara's question.
But what would be the problem?
What do you mean? There's no problem in being maskir. The question is whether Chachamim koveya. Whether Chachamim koveya that way.
You can't just say a kiyum.
A kiyum definitely is. But a chiyuv means the Chachamim won't masakin that way. They'll machayev you to do it. I mean, that, I don't know if halachically it's machayev. There's a machayev. The Gemara is asking, is there a different kind of a machayev in being maskir? We know the type of machayev that's generated by a Kedushas Hayom. Then the Kedushas Hayom has to be translated into an amira. Okay? But is there another kind of machayev? Did the Chachamim formulate this as a machayev? Yeah, of course there's a Kiyum Pesumei Nisa. But the question is that formulated halachically as a machayev? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, you have to know. I mean, it's a nice idea, but is that idea lend itself to a halachic formulation of chiyuv? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, take a look at Taisvis. Taisvis says, "Ma lahaskir shel chanukah beres mazon." Says, "Bitfila pshitale demaskir." Why? Mishum the tefila betzibuhu, the ike presumenisa. Different than Rashi. Avo bebirchas amazin shebebayis leke presumenisa. Kuli hai. Okay.
Not that much.
What? So right. I mean, what's difficult in Taisvis is that. What do you mean? What does it mean, presumenisa, by tefillah? I mean, let's say I'm davening myself. So what's the presumenisa? So I say, okay, because tefillah is not just davening yourself, but tefillah is betzibur also. And what if it is betzibur? So therefore what? So where's the presumenisa? You have 10 people that are davening together, tefillah betzibur. And so you're going to tell me because chazor is a shatz.
Yeah.
Because chazoras, I mean, is that what Taisvis means? Because of chazoras or shatz? I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, but that's not what he says. He doesn't say mishum deike chazoras or shatz. Taisvis just says because there's a concept of tefillah betzibur, because there's an institution of tefillah betzibur. That's what Taisvis says. Taisvis says not because there's chazoras or shatz. He doesn't say that. You don't be chayim chazoras or shatz. That's correct. You don't be chayim chazoras or shatz. They didn't set it up that way. So you see that you're right. You see, it's not just a halacha because you're right. Then it should have been in the tefillah satzibur. If you want to say, because one mafarsim, so it should be in the tefillah satzibur. But the tefillah of the yachid is davening 10 people together. Why is he chayav an al nisim? What does this mean? What? That's piersim where 10 people get together and they're davening balachash. Ram says you have to daven balachash, can't daven Allah. So I mean, where's the piersim? Where's the piersim over there? What? And what about Berachas HaMazon? And what about Berachas HaMazon? What?
People think that's not
our right. Shouldn't do it. Yeah. So now, but anyways, that's correct. Okay. So now the thing is that because Ram says you can't have any other concerns. Any other concerns. I'm with Nashim. Can't think of anything. So you can't be concerned about somebody else forgetting the Al Nisan. So.
You can't even think about your phone.
That's right. That's right. So okay, so at any rate, right. So getting back to Taisvis. So what does Taisvis mean in tefillah? And moreover, what does Taisvis mean when he says when it comes to ritzah, when it comes to berachas hamazon, there is some is not pesul minusa, but kulahai. I mean, there is something there. There is and there isn't. I mean, what is he talking about? I mean, either there is pesul minusa, not pesul minusa. And what kind of pesul minusa is when he benches in his house? Bechamazon shebabayis, bechamazon shebabayis, leke presumenisa kulai. Okay?
Is he thinking about
the
Rashi's favorite that it's a question of?
Taisvis is different than Rashi. Rashi's question is whether or not presumenisa is a machayev. Taisvis holds that presumenisa is definitely a machayev. But the question is, in tefillah I understand it's a machayev because that's betzibur. But in Berachas HaMazon, that's the Gemara's question. In Berachas HaMazon, do I say of in Berachas HaMazon that there's also Pesul Menisa, or since it's not Pesul Menisa Kulahai, we say no? That's Taisus. That's how Taisus learns. That's how Taisus learns the Gemara. Different. It's a different abaya. Okay. So the fact that the Gemara says Midrabbanan is just to tell you that there is no Machayev of the Kedushas Hayom. And now the question is, I knocked it off again, huh? I think every time I go like that. Now it's on. Okay, good. All right. Yeah, so you understand? So Taisus is learning a totally different pshat than Rashi. Okay, Rashi's learning the question is presumei nisa formulated into a chi of haskara like a kedushas hayom? Taisus is learning, there's no question it's a chayev. But the question is, rather, if there's presumei nisa here, so what's Taisus? What's the question? Why is there Pesul Menisa in Tefillah B'Tzibur? Okay, yeah. And Bechlau, I think this brings to mind a general problem of Persumanisa. What is Persumanisa? Persumanisa itself is a funny kind of a thing. I mean, what does it mean? It means that when I light the Ner Hanukkah, so I have to hope that some uninformed individual walks down the street, so I'll be mefarsing the Nes. I mean, so is it a better mitzvah for me to go travel somewhere else where the people don't know anything about Hanukkah and light my menorah over there? I mean, what?
They still don't know what it is.
They still don't know what it is.
They know. Maybe. They never figure it out.
I mean, what kind of halacha is Pirsumei Nisa in general? And then you see, for instance, what does Gemara say? The Gemara says, "B'shasa sakana, madlika b'soch beis avadaya." Right? And where our minig is to rely on the B'nai Bias. It's Pirsumei Nisa for the B'nai Bias. Now, what do you mean Pirsumei Nisa for the B'nai Bias? Where's the Pirsumei Nisa? Everybody knows about it already. And what does it mean? I mean, speaking about a person that had a Ben Bias that Chalila went off the Derech, I mean, and now you bring him back with the Lucas and Eris. I mean, what kind of a crazy thing is this? Where's the Pirsumei Nisa? What is Pirsumei Nisa in general? Okay, right? Yeah. So that's what I want to say. I want to say a different idea.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, Megillah, the same problem. Same problem in Megillah. I mean, you have a shul of people that are all... Who's in the shul? Not people that are not Mekayim Mitzvahs. And people are there because they know there's no Pirsumei Nisa anymore. Right?
You're saying, so you're trying... The question is not knowledgeable?
So what's the Pirsumei Nisa? Where's the Pirsumei Nisa? Where do you have Pirsumei Nisa?
In Klal Yisrael, everybody's saying the same thing.
They know it already. They're all saying the same thing, so they all know it already. So why do you call it Pirsumei Nisa? What's Pirsumei Nisa? You're not being mefarsim anything. Pirsumei Nisa defies definition. What's the concept of Pirsumei Nisa? Okay, basic question. All right, so what I want to say is like this. That Pirsumei Nisa is not what people think to inform anybody about the Nes. Even though they tell me the Rambam says, L'galos, L'haros, the Rambam's Lashon is. By the way, Kapach doesn't have that Lashon. He says the Lashon is an added Lashon. But Mahlik in the Kapach's, and Kapach's Rambam, I got to check out the one that Marshall gave me. I didn't get a chance to check it out yet. But the... yeah, he says, Laharas Lagalas and Ace, right? So they take it out. He says it's not in the original... not in the original Rama. You know, Madlikin... you made some... Madlikin, Bohen Aneris, Ba'erev, Alpischei HaBatim... B'chol laila v'laila v'shmonas alelos laharos legalos anes. Kapach says those three words are not really in the original. But whether they are or they're not, I mean, it's hard to, you know, these things are hard to... But anyways, but laharos legalos anes, I don't think the Rambam means to show it to people that don't know anything about it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It means you have to live in an ear where people don't know, the people b'dafki, you have to be... You have to be happy that there's people that don't know anything about Torah mitzvahs. Otherwise, you can't mekayim their Hanukkah. Yeah. Pursuing these by going, the Rav wrote a raya from the Gemara. It definitely is so. Because a chetichla regular Talmudoy was going. So you see that pursuing these by goyim, right. So then that's what I'm saying. So you have to hope goyim are going to come by. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. So I want to say like this, that pursuing Nisa doesn't mean what people think it means. Pursuing Nisa, what is pursuing Nisa? Pirsumei Nisa is a concept in Yahadus. It's a concept in Yahadus. V'iska, like the Pesuk in Yecheskel. V'iska dilti v'iska dishti v'nodati le'enei goyim rabim v'yedatem k'ani Hashem. It means that the objective of the whole world's existence is that the Shem Hashem should be Yadua Meforsam Ba'olam. That's why you say Kaddish. He's got a Shmei Rabbah. That's what it means. B'om Adivara. That's based on Vizgadilti Vizgadishti. That's the pasuk. Yisgadel v'yisgadesh, because it's based on the pasuk of yisgadilti v'yisgadishti. So in order to show that the reference is to the pasuk, so you say in Lashon HaKadosh, not yisgadal v'yisgadash. So and Kaddish is yesod in the whole das. Kolona amen yesh me rab mevarach b'chol kochol is ben olam abar. Because that's an essential yesod in Yahadus, which is that the whole purpose of man's existence is that there's one idea that should be primary to everything. And what is that? That's the correct idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the correct idea of God. That idea should be known in the entire world. And not only known in the entire world, but mefursim doesn't mean simply, mefursim doesn't mean, ba'olam doesn't mean that it's known. Pirsum means that it's known and it's glorified. You see, mefursim means that it's high ranking. See, not simply that people know it. People know a lot of things. But pirsum doesn't only mean known. Pirsum means that it's meshuach. It's Meshubach. Okay? So it's Meshubach. Yeshme Rabba Mavorach. It means it has a special place. It has a special place in people's minds. That it's a primary and essential, and everything else is secondary to that. That's what it means. Everything is secondary to that. That's really Yemos HaMashiach. That's really what the Nevi'im. What the Nevi'im will misnabe lo'asid lovo. That's the whole lo'asid lovo. Okay? Well, what does Pasuk say? Pasuk says, Kimoloch al aris deyas ad Hashem kamayim lo yom hachasim. So it means the whole world will recognize that this idea is primary to everything. That's Pearson. So, Pirsume Nisa is not an act. Of course. It's a mitzvah. In order for that to occur, so a person, that's what Avraham Avinu was involved in. And he was an Oev Hashem, because he always, that's what the Ram says, that so it's like a person has a very dear friend, so he always thinks about him, talks about him. So an Avas Hashem, so that was Avraham Avinu. He's an Oev Hashem, and he's always thinking about Hashem, and he's always telling everybody about Hashem. So of course in Pirsum you can't the idea of Pirsum demands an activity and a participation, but that's not the essence of the idea. The essence of the idea is the kium of the Pirsum Hashem. You understand it? Pirsum Shema Agadol. That's what Pirsumenisa is. So where is the Pirsumenisa? The Pirsumenisa is a kiyum belev in every yachid. That's the Pirsumenisa. The idea of Pirsumenisa, you see. The idea of the concept of Pirsumenisa is the kiyum. It's not that Pirsumenisa is a maisa lafarsim. Of course it's a mitzvah lafarsim. That's part of the whole concept. But the essential kiyum of Pirsume Nisa is a kiyum belave of the idea of the concept of that Shmo HaGadol should be Mefursim. You see. So the only thing is, you see, the only question is, that is the Yesod in Yahadus, and that idea is of the utmost importance, but the Chachomim can't just take an idea and put it into a halachic form where it has no shaychus. they'll make a mitzvah of Pirsum Nisa by Kriya Shema Lamita. It has no shaychus. I mean, you can't, it doesn't belong there. So the halacha is that this mitzvah and this kiyum belev of the idea of Pirsum Shema Agadol has to have a vehicle, has to have an appropriate vehicle for the halacha to carry it, you see, to give it existence. It can't exist. I mean, the Torah is chachma. The Torah doesn't just put things where they don't belong. I mean, they have to belong somewhere. So that's what Taisus is saying, you see. That's what Taisus is saying. That in Tefillah is an appropriate vehicle for this. Why? Because since Tefillah is B'tzibor, and you can't think of Tefillah without Tzibor. Like the Ram says, Tefillah is a Tzibor Neshma Astama, that's why every Yachaz Chayv L'Tzarif Asma L'Tzibor. So Tefillah without Tzibor, I mean, you can't talk about Tefillah. It's like taking Tefillah and chopping off the essence of Tefillah. Tefillah B'tzibor, Tefillah is a Tzibor Neshma Astama. So that's halacha in Klal Yisrael, in tefillah of Klal Yisrael. Shema Kalenu Hashem Elokeinu. That's tefillah Tzibor. So tefillah, that's what Taisa says. Tefillah is B'tzibor. Since tefillah is B'tzibor, so that is the appropriate vehicle, you see, for the concept of Pirsum Shema Gadol. You see, you can't put it anywhere. So when the Chachamim were misaken the Neros Chanukah, you see, the Neros Chanukah, why does the Ram, if we take our Gersa, Laharos Legalos Hanes, what does it mean? What it means that the Ram is saying is that it's not always, the way the Chachamim created the vehicle is not always the same. Over here in Ner Chanukah, the vehicle is through a Maisei Pirsum, Laharos Legalos Hanes. But you understand, that's the vehicle. So that's why, for instance, if a person is alone in the woods, so he can't light Ner Chanukah. Why not? The idea is for himself. The answer is, there's no, the vehicle has to be a vehicle of Pirsum. You can't put it into something that doesn't make any sense. So in their Chanukah, they put it into a vehicle of Pearson. So that's why if it's Laharos Legalos Hanes, that's the nature of the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So if you're not doing that, so you can't do it because you're lacking in the vehicle. But Tefillah, a person can daven in the woods, he says Al Nisim. He's davening alone in the woods, why do you say Al Nisim? The answer is, because over there, it's the vehicle of Tefillah, and Tefillah is Chayavin, you see. You understand what I mean? And Tefillah is Chayavin Tefillah. And over there, it's a different, in other words, where the Persumei Nisa was put, that's totally in the Chachamim. The Chachamim have to determine that. That's why the Chachmei Yisrael have to determine when they make it, when they created the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so they had to determine exactly where it is and what its tzura is. What's the tzura on mitzvah? So there's two different tzuras on mitzvahs in Pirsum Minyan. So one tzura is in an activity which has the character of Pirsum because other people see. So that's why it, the kiyum belave of Pirsum Minyan is appropriate in that vehicle. But you have to know what the vehicle is, and you can't change it. You see, or in the vehicle of tefillah. See, why? Because since tefillah is essentially tzibor, tefillah and tzibor are almost synonymous. So therefore, and tzibor reflects the idea of Pirsum Shema Gadol. You see, so that's why you understand. So that's why in tefillah is the correct vehicle. But the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa is a mitzvah in the Chalei Shem Pirsumei Nisa. You understand? It's not the act of Pirsum Inisa. It's the Chalash Shem of Pirsum Inisa because Vizkadilti Vizkadishti, the Yesod. And that's a Kiyum Belev. The Chalash Shem itself is a Kiyum Belev. But where they how the Chachamim gave it halachic reality, you see, so they gave it in two forms. They gave it one form, they gave it in terms of Ner Chanukah, which is a Maisa of Lefarsim, Laharos, or Legalos Hanes. And the other way is in Tefillah, which is an institution, of Tzibor, you see. That's what Taisus is saying. Then the only question is Birchas HaMazon, Taisus says. Why is Birchas HaMazon a question? Because in Tefillah, Tzibor is a machayev, and the tzibur is chayev. You can't live in an ear that doesn't have a. If there's 10 people, you chayev to make a shul and to have tefillah b'tzibur. But in birchas hamazon, there's no machayev. Birchas hamazon, the halacha is if you have three, so then we say gadol Hashem iti. If you have a sorrow, so you say Maska Shem Hashem. So it means that it lends itself to a concept of tzibur, but it's not a machayev. There's no machayev of tzibur in Birchas HaMazon. See, in Birchas HaMazon, it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum. You're not lacking in Birchas HaMazon if you bench by yourself. You eat by yourself, bench yourself, you're lacking. Is it halacha? I have to go find three people and sit down and eat? No, it's not halacha like that. But if the situation is such, so then, yes, God let Hashem eat in Ramash Mayachta. It's an opportunity. The situation creates the chiv of Birchas HaMazon. But it's not, you're not mechuyev to be rodef acharel. There's no din that if I want to sit down to eat, I'm mechuyev to go find two other people if I can. I mean, in order to bench, in order to have a zimun. There's no lach like that. You say, well, I should try to find preferably a place where I could have 10 people. So we could have a zimun of asara. There's no lach like that. But if you have asara, so then it's an opportunity of Gadlal Hashem meeting Rosh Me'achla, then Yechayev. So that's Taisa's question. Taisa's question is, you can't say Birchas HaMazon is devoid of the idea, so it can lend itself to the concept. You see, because Tzibur plays a role. It does get involved, but it gets involved in a completely different manner than it gets involved in Tefillah. In Tefillah, it's an essential component. You see, so that's why Taisa lands the Gemara's Abaya. Do I say it's a vehicle because it lends itself to Tzibur, or do I say no, that since it's not essential, so it's not an appropriate vehicle for the kiyum of the Chalei Shem of Pirsumei Nisa, which is a kiyum belayv. That's why the halacha is we say for the bnei bias pesum enisa. Why? Where's the pesum enisa? It's the only a maisa pesum enisa. It's a kiyum a mitzvah pesum enisa. The chalei shem pesum enisa. But since there are other people and I'm showing other people, so then it's that's the correct vehicle. That's the correct vehicle. Okay, you go. It's a kiyum of the concept, the idea, which is really the idea of Kaddish. That's the idea. That's viskadilti viskadishti. That's the yesod and yadus. Yes.
So you're saying that
was
the
atzala was more than a matir. The atzala was really a machayev. It was a machayev.
Right.
Because what was the atzala? The atzala was that the Migdash returned to Klal Yisrael for more than 200 years. So the Migdash, what is the Migdash? The Migdash is Viskadilti Viskadishti. I mean, that is the Migdash. That is the Migdash. Yeah, it has to, I mean, the Torah is Mechayev, you under certain circumstances. The circumstance was Migdash. It was Migdash. That's Migdash. Migdash is for the entire world. Ki basi basi tfili yikar l'chol amim. So that's Viskadilti Viskadishti. So, but that the kiyum is the kiyum in the chalei shem, in the idea of pirsum enisa, not in the maisel of farsing.
Yeah.
It's a far deeper concept. It's a yesod and yadus. Okay, that's right. Mendy's right. That's right. That also explains what the Rav said.
Yeah.
Tamudoi. Why Tamudoi? Because it's viskadilti viskadishin v'nodati le'enei goyim rabim. So that's the whole Yisrael Nyaros. That's Taisa's question. Does it have to have the character of an essential component, or since it lends itself to Tzibur? If it's susceptible, so then there has to be a Chiv. If it's not susceptible, so you can mention it because it's Hador. Mi Mal Gurus Hashem Yesh Mi Kolti Lasa. So that's why, I mean, the whole benching you mentioned, besides Mazon, you mentioned all the Oretz, the Torah, and the Bris, and Yerushalayim, and everything. I mean, because once you stop Mishabeach, so you have to continue. So, yes, of course there's a Kiyam. The Gemara always tells a Kiyam. But the question is there the same Machayev of Pirsume Nisa, which is the whole Machayev in Hanukkah. Right. So if we according to Rava, that ain't a maske, which means there's no machayev machmas persume nisa, but as hodah there's a kiyum of hodah.
So he's saying his question was, so when you
that's right, it's feel will be completely different. That's right. Or you could say it means like this. Or you could say it means that there's no machayev. There's no machayev of persumen yisro. But there's a kiyum. There's no machayev. It could be. That's correct. And it'll be parallel to the structure, that the structure of Birchas HaMazon, as the structure of Birchas HaMazon is to the structure of Tefillah, yeah. So the Pirsumei Nisa will be in the same, will be equal.
Same.
That won't be intrinsic, but it'll be a kiyum. I would say like this, that in Bonei Rosh Hashanah, why would you put it in Bonei Rosh Hashanah? Because really the concept of Pirsumei Nisa is tied to Binyan Yerushalayim. That's where the theme exists. Okay, the Migdash, the Shavati is Gaon Uzchem, that's the Migdash. So the Migdash is the whole Verokal. That's the whole concept of Yedias Hashem is Mefursum Shmo Gadol Baolam is like the Migdash. So that's why in terms of Pirsumei Nisa, because of the character of Pirsumei Nisa, it should be in Binyan Yerushalayim. Because that's the place for Pirsumei Nisa. You see, the character of Pirsumei Nisa should be in Binyan Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says that you don't go by the character of the Pirsumei Nisa, the idea, the theme of Pirsumei Nisa, even though there's a kiyum of Pirsumei Nisa, but you go by what? You go by the nature of the tefillah, and the nature of the tefillah is hodah. See, the truth of the matter is like this, that. See, Rashi says the ikra lo hodah niskana. So he says the kula milsa dechanaka ikra lo hodah niskana. What does Rashi mean? And what does Rashi mean ikra lo hodah niskana? But what about pesumei nisa? But the pshat is like this: that you see when the nes happened, so now the question is pesumei nisa is very nice. Pesumei nisa is the greatest idea, but we as the ones who were the beneficiaries of the nes. The recipients of the nes, what's our immediate chiyuv? Immediate chiyuv zayda. That's immediate chiyuv zayda. So, and the hodah, you see, the hodah leads to the concept of pirsum shemar gadol. But the immediate machayev is hodah. So that's true. It's like a two-tiered phenomenon, two levels. The first level, the primary level, is hador, because otherwise you're kofi to. I mean, it's not possible without hador. That's the first response, has to be hador. So the first response is shelch hador, and then after hador, then it leads you to the concept of what the thing is itself. And what is the thing? What is it? What does it represent? It represents the most profound idea, the most significant idea, which is viskadilti viskadishti, the pirsum shmo gadol balam. That's really okay. So it has two facets to it, two sides to it. So that's really the question in the Gemara. If you went by Pirsumei Nisa, so then you put it in Bani Yerushalayim, because that's where it belongs. But if you go by the underlying structure of the Machayvim, the Machayev is really Hador. But from Hador emerges Pirsumei Nisa. You see. But the essential machayev is hador, so that's why I put it. That's why it's another lachol. Okay, yeah. That's a good question. That's a good question. Yaakov, that's a good question. How come in tefillah everybody's mother that he said in mother? So the answer is yes. So the answer is in tefillah, since in tefillah you had to say it in modem because the original machayev, like Rashi says, because the primary machayev is hador. The primary machayev is hador. See, in tefillah it's essential, because that's part of the whole kviyas yimei Chanukah. It has to be kavur in tefillah. In birchas hamazon it's only azkara, so it's only azkara. So since it's only azkara, it's not kavua there as a koveya for Chanukah. It's an azkara. So you might think that you can go by the characteristic that emerges, which is of the highest level, which is Pirsumei Nisa. So that's why you would think it would go in Bonei Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says no, Kitfila, that you don't go You always go by the same underlying halachic structure, which is the primary mechayev is hadar, and not by the character, even though the characteristic of pirsum hanes, which is the greatest characteristic, emerges, but in the Seder Advarim, the mechayev is really hadar. So you follow the same order. In tefillah, there's no question that that's the way it has to be. Because that's what the mesakin and metchilasa. So it's chiva
chiva.
That's according to Rashi. That's according to Rashi. I mean, Taisvis could agree. There's no reason why Taisvis can't agree with Rashi. That basically, in the structure of Ala Nisim, it's primarily Hadar. Because that's the primary Machayev. Taisvis says it. Maskeba da Ala Nisim Hadar. Okay, Hadar. So, yeah. That's what I wanted to add also. Yeah, right. So the concept is, so by tefillah, where it's mitzuruf to a din tzibur, so then we say that what? That it's a vehicle of pirsum meiniso, because it's mitzuruf intrinsically to a din tzibur. But berachas hamazon sheva bias is not an intrinsically mitzuruf to a din tzibur. You have a tzibur. If you have 10, so then there's a chiyuv of a tzibur. Yeah, but that's not an intrinsic halacha. That's not an intrinsic halacha. Okay. So that's the Gemara's question. Yeah, but I think Mendy added one thing, the concept of roa. That this fits in very well with the concept of a roa on the institution of the roa, that the roa is koveya. Because you see, there are two components in the mitzvah of Hanukkah. There's the madlik and there's the roa. So wherever the roa is an institution, so that the fact that you have a roa, so it's a demonstrable maisa. So a demonstrable maisa. You see, halachically it's set up as a demonstrable maisa, because the halacha has an institution of the roa. The roa is koveya, right? Like the Rav mentioned, the roa is koveya. So since the roa is koveya, so the halacha is that it's an act which has two components, an osa hamaisa and a roa. So therefore, it is a vehicle of pirsum meiniso, because the maisa by nature is a nice maisa of being modia. It's a maisa of being modia. Where the maisa is being modia, so then it has a sheiches to the concept of pirsum meiniso. If it's not a maisa hamodia, so then it can't be. It can't be a kim of the chalei shem of lefarsem hanes pirsum shem Hashem. Okay, but the kim is in the yachid. The kim is in the yachid of pirsum hanesa, of the idea of the pirsum hanesa. That's the kim. Kim is the idea, the chalei shem, the idea of lefarsem shem Hashem. Okay. We're able to answer also the concept of why it's ein machzirin, right? So according to Rashi, we answered the old question of why you have to be chozer where you chayev lechol. Why? Because once you chayev, if the yom is machayev and if the yom is a machayev in a suda, so then suda is a characteristic of the yom, so it's part of kvias. So that's why you have to be masker. But the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah is that Rosh Chodesh is deraisa, and Chanukah is not. So Chanukah you never be chazer. You see, Chanukah you never be chazer, because even if it were a halacha of birchas hamazon on Chanukah, then you'd be chayev. If you'd be chayev in a suda on Chanukah, you'd be chayev, but you'd never be chazer, because the only time that you're chazer is when. Is when it's a deraisa, when there's a kedushas hayom, either kedushas hayom of isa malacha for sure, or else like Rosh Chodesh where there's a kedushas hayom, but it's not a kedushas hayom of isa malacha. So then, if you're not maskir, so then you're chazer, okay? But right, so it works out very well according to Rashi. That what? That the birchas hamazon, Rashi says, they were never machayev you. Why? Because tefillah is davar pasha yachayev, because that's part of kviyas yom. But berachas hamazon, there's no chiyuv suda. So there's no chiyuv suda, it's not part of kviyas yom, so you're not chayev. That's with regard to chayev or not chayev. But now with regard to being chozer or not being chozer, so Shabbos you're chozer, why? because Shabbos, it's not a boy yachal, a boy lo yachal. You must eat. So therefore, it's a part of the Kriyas Hayom. So and it's a Kedushas Hayom. So where it's a Kedushas Hayom, and you aren't maskir, so you have to be chazer. Okay, whereas a Kedushas Hayom, and you aren't maskir, so you have to be chazer. But Rosh Chodesh, we pass on Rosh Chodesh, you are maskir. That's the next piece of Gemara. We pass on Rosh Chodesh, you are maskir. So even though it's not a Kedushas Hayom of Isamalacha, but it is a Kedushas Hayom, it's a Deraisa Kedushas Hayom. So therefore, we pass on Yechayef to be maskir. And since it's a Deraisa, so if you were Chayef to eat a Suda on Rosh Chodesh, you'd be Chayef to be chazer. Okay? Right? Do you follow? Because it would be a part of the Kriyas Hayom, and which type of Kriyas Hayom, that's what the Rif says. The Rif says you chayef to be chozer wherever it's Kedushas Hayom, but you're not chayef to be chozer where it's not a Kedushas Hayom. So even though we paskin lamaskara according to the Yishalmi, well, we all like the Yishalmi, that you should be, not like the Bavli says you're not mukhiv maskara al nesim on Hanukkah, but we annoyed like the Yishalmi that you are chayef to say al nesim on Hanukkah. But nevertheless, you're not chozer because you never chozer if it's not a Kedushas Hayom. Okay? So does it work out? In other words, in order to be machzirin, you need two things. You need that it should be part of the character of the day. And what? What? It must be something which is Kedushas Hayom. Okay? So that's why the Gemara says by Rosh Chodesh, it's Iboy Yochel, Iboy Lo Yochel. So even though we hold the maskana by Rosh Chodesh that you are maskir because it's the Raisa, but nevertheless, since it's not, and you would be chozer if it were not optional to eat, because then it would be part of the characteristic of the day, you would have to be chozer. But on Hanukkah, you'd never be chozer. Even if you were chayiv in a suit on Hanukkah, or even though we pass on the maskana, you chayiv to maskir, according to the Shalmi. You still aren't chozer, so the Rif says you're not chozer. Why? Because it's drabon. That's correct. And drabon is not chozer. Yeah, the rift of the Sushaminin, the Sushaminin, the rift of Yiraf. Dafiraf from an offer. The Sushaminin, the Misha Tovolo, Hiskal, and Isim, but Philo, Bechanaka, Bepurim, Shem Achzunasa. So the Fishi and Machzunasa, the Yamim, Shem, Carbon Musaf, Gomashkhodish, Khal Shamoy. Aval Yom Shem, Ainbo, Carbon Musaf, Gantainios, and Mamados, Bechanaka, Purim, Ain Machzunasa. Okay? So that's what we said, because either if it's Kedusha, say Yom of Isim, Malacha, that's for sure. But even if it's Kedusha Yom, that there's a carbon musaf, which is a Kedusha Yom of carbon, so then we hold your chazer. Okay?
And since you're chayev in a suda,
that's correct. And since you're chayev in a suda on Rosh Chodesh, since you're chayev in a suda on Shabbos, if you were chayev in a suda on Rosh Chodesh, so then it'd be machzirin. Because then it's part of the character of the day. Part of the character of the day is part of the Kedusha Yom. Okay? Yes. All right, is it clear? Okay. Yeah. So one more thing. There's one question. Question on how we mentioned. He said that we gave a shiur on this once, because there's a shita. Was it Ben Yechiel? Was Howie? Ben Yechiel. That he holds. Ben Yechiel holds that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, if you're not maskir Rosh Chodesh and Birchas Hamazon, that you have to be chazer because you can't say boy yachol boy lo yachol. Right?
The question is,
you can't say, but no. But according to what we're saying, it would be no. Because it doesn't stand for Shkadosh. It doesn't lack in Shkadosh. You see? So, according to what, according to the Rav, you could answer the Ben Yechiel. So he's saying, any lack in Birchas HaMazon is a lack in Suda. So Birchas HaMazon is Chayev and Yalav Yavo. And now you're going to be lacking the Suda Shabbos. So that would explain our Ben Yechiel. So that would be the difference. But we're saying according to Rashi. The Rif's case is in Tefillah, the Rif's case. I'll say things like this. There's a difference in Kedusha Sayom and Kviya Sayom. What's the difference? In Kedusha Sayom, simply, what does Kedusha Sayom mean? It means it's different. Kedusha means it's different. It's a different day. So it's a different day. It has a different language. It has a different expression. So therefore, if you forgot, so you're lacking in the tefillah, because this day is different and its tefillahs are different. For instance, Shita's arrive it is that on Shabbos, when you mispah, Shabbos and Yontif, when you mispah, it's not really bakasha. That's the arrive of Shita, it's not bakasha. different. It's a different concept. The concept of expression of verbalization of the kedushas hayom, demands of verbalization. It's a different kind of a tefillah. So, but even if you don't like the Ravid, but the fact is that the kedushas hayom means a different day, it's a different language, different expression. So if you don't, if you're not maskir, so that's not a tefillah hayom. But in kviyas hayom, there's no difference in the day. The day is just kavua for a certain activity, but it's not a different day. It's just this day is kavua for halal and shevach vayadoya. You see, but the day, the substance of the day is not different. It's the designation of the day is different, but not the substance of the day. So therefore, if you weren't maskir, you're not lacking in the substance of the expression. It's just you failed to be koveya. So that we don't say after chazan. That's right. It's not a lach in the tefillah itself. It's not that the day demands a different tefillah. It's that the tefillah demands that you mention the fact that the day is kavua. So they weren't mechayv lechaz if you didn't mention it. You see, if you didn't mention it, the tefillah is a medium of being kovea. So you lacked in kovea, they say you don't have to go back. But if it's kedushas hayom, it's a different day, it's a different verbalization, it's a different tefillah. So now you're lacking in tefillah, so now you have to go back. Okay? In other words, we have to go back and modify it a little bit. In other words, by where the eating is a chiyuv in the yom, it's a part of the character of the day, the yom HaShabbos. Can't have the yom HaShabbos without suda, so suda is a part of the character of the yom. So therefore, if you're not maskir, so then you're lacking in the expression of the character. In other words, since it's a part of the character of the day, it demands a different type of expression. You see, Masha Eina Kane, where it's just a kviyas hayom, it's not a different expression. You see, but by or Rosh Chodesh, or on Rosh Chodesh, where it's not a part of the character of the day, so then it's the same birchas hamazon, and it's just askara.
But it's a chiyuv.
What? In other words, that's right. In other words, they work very nicely. That on Rosh Chodesh, for instance, where it's not iboyachol boyachol sasuda, where it's iboyachol boyachol sasuda is not a part of the character of the day. So therefore, the sasuda is an optional. So the birchas hamazon is a regular birchas hamazon. Has nothing to do with the character of the day. So it's a regular birchas hamazon. So you weren't maskir, so you don't go back. Right? Or even if I would hold you chayiv on Hanukkah, like the Yerushalmi. But since what? Then it would be like tefillah, right? Then it would be like al nisim and tefillah. Since the day is not a different day that has different expression and different tefillahs and different berachos hamazon, it's just halacha that you have to be koveya the yom. You have to mention the kviyas hayom, that's yom is kavua, but the day doesn't have a different character. So then, as long as you mispowel. And the bench, it's a regular tefillah, so you don't go back. It's an ordinary tefillah. There's no difference. One principle is if it's an ordinary birchas hamazon or if it's an ordinary tefillah, then even though there is something to be maskir, then you don't go back. But if its character is changed because of the day, and that's only possible with a kedushas hayom, you see, then you have to. Then you're lacking in the whole nature of the thing. The nature of the thing is different. Because that's really makes sense. Because what I'm saying is that everything you do that has a character of the day is different. Is unique. So the ritzei isn't just askara. It's a different benching. It's a benching of Shabbos. You see, Shabbos and Mechuyev to bench differently. How do you bench differently? Ritzei. The ritzei is not just a haskara. The ritzei is really a conversion of the whole birchas hamazon into a birchas hamazon shel Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh, if you would have to eat, so then we'd have to say the same thing. But since you don't, so eating is optional. So it's a regular, birchas hamazon. Because it has nothing to do with the character of the day. Yeah, the chiyuv, that's a chiyuv to be maskir. That's a chiyuv to be maskir mein amora. That's a chiyuv to be maskir. There's no such thing as Suda Shoshosh. There's no such thing. Minik, but it's not a real. That's a separate chiyuv that b'chol Baruch Hashem yom yom. B'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein berchosav. So you chayev to be maskir that this is the that this yalav that it's Rosh Chodesh. So that's a chiyuv. Shvachah shel makom. So you have to be so mechuyev to be b'chol yom v'yom tein lamein b'chos. You have to be maskir. That's a chiyuv on the gavra to be maskir, but it's not a different birchas muslim.
That's
yeah, by Rosh Chodesh, because the question is the question. No, yeah, the Raisa means
or
Issa Malacha. It means is it the Kedushas Hayom of Issa Malacha, the only one that changes the character, or the Kedushas Hayom of Carbon, or the Kedushas Hayom of Carbon, because Rosh Chodesh is Carbon. The Raisa means Carbon. Right, what's the rice? The rice is not nothing. The rice. No, so that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's question. Oh, that's, you mean the Chayv, the Gemara's question about Askara. You have to be Maskir. Right. What's my theory? That's right. Over there, the Gemara's question, and the next Gemara, the Chavdalim and Alf. The Gemara's question is, are you Chayv to be Maskir if it's just carbon? If it's just carbon, you have to be Maskir. What? No, the reason why you're not chozer because the koveya is very simple. Because once you were yotzei tefillah, you can't go back anymore. So you lost your opportunity. No, they can't. It's too bad. They can't. You missed ball already.
What about
you can't, use tefillah as a just because as a tool. I mean, you can't do that. Your tefillah was good. Once your tefillah is good, that's over.
What?
That's it. Can't be able to stand Hashem just because you forgot to do something. It's a mistake. You made a mistake. That's it. That's what he's saying. I mean, in other words, the Gemara, the difference between the Kedusha Sayyom of Issa Malacha. Yeah, what's the difference between the Kedusha Sayyom of Karbon and the Kedusha Sayyom of Issa Malacha? So Kedusha Sayyom of Issa Malacha is a difference in the day itself. That's clear. Issa Malacha is a different day. Okay. In the Kedusha Sayyom of Karbon, how would you define the Kedusha Sayyom of Karbon? The Kedusha Sayyom of Karbon is different. You could sense it's different, but the precise definition, what's the precise definition? How is the Kedusha Sayyom of Karbon? What do you mean the Kedusha Sayyom of Karbon? Different Karbonis from English. So what does that mean? What does it mean? How does it translate? Good, a little different word. It's a different day insofar as the Avodah Sayyom is concerned. Okay, not Malach Avodah. Right? Good. Right. In other words, Avodah Sayyom. It's a Kedusha Sayyom insofar as Avodah Sayyom is concerned. So Avodah Sayyom is an activity of the day. You see, but it's not the day itself. See, Issa Malacha is the day itself. It's a different kind of a day. In Karbonos, it means every day has Avodah Sayyom. It's a Shnayim, Shnayim L'Yom Ola Summit. Every day has Avodah Sayyom. So Avodah Sayyom is also an institution. So the Kedusha Sayyom of Karbon is a Kedusha insofar as Avodah Sayyom. It's a different system of Avodah Sayyom. It's a unique Avodah Sayyom. Okay? That's the difference, really, between those two Kedusha Sayyom. So what the Gemara is saying... on the surface, is that where it's a difference in the day itself? There's no question he has to be Maskir, because the day itself is different, so it's not possible not to be Maskir. But where the difference is not in the day itself, but in an essential institution of the day, which is every day has avoda. Where the difference is in an institution of the day. Something that's a component of the day, a necessary component, but it's a component of the day. Over there, the Gemara is saying, are you chayev to be maskir or not? In other words, you can't have a day without a Avodah Sayyom. Every day has a Avodah Sayyom. And there's a Kedusha Sayyom that this is a unique Avodah Sayyom. But the question is Avodah Sayyom an institution that where there is a Kedusha in the Avodah Sayyom, a unique Avodah Sayyom, is that a Machayev in Haskar? So in Tefillah, it's very good. In Tefillah, you definitely have to be Maskir. Because Tefillah is Avodah Sayyom, is Avodah. Tefillah is Avodah. Tefillah is carbon, Tefillah is Avodah. So in Tefillah, it's impossible not to be Maskir. Because that is Avodah Sayyom. And here you have a Kedusha Sayyom and so far the Avodah Sayyom. So it's not possible not to be Maskir. But Birchas HaMazon is not Avodah. So you're mechuyev to mask here because of the kedushas hayom of avoda. Okay, that's right. That's the Rashi. I mean, levakesh rachman. Levakesh rachman. I saw Shlomo hoshev avod lemkoma lasas kabanas hayom. So there you have to be. It's a yefshe not to be mask here because it's tefillas rachmi and the rachmi is rachmi insofar as avoda is concerned. It's the yefshe not to be mask here. Okay. You know, it's a component of Rachmi. It's an essential component of Rachmi. So on the surface, it would seem that you should say you should not have to mask Bechas HaMazon, because Bechas HaMazon is not a Voda, has no Sheikhas. I would say like this, the question is, but I think maybe the question is like this, whether a Voda Sayom, whether you could think of the day minus a Voda Sayom, or you can't separate the two. In other words, the moment you have the day, avodas hayom is an intrinsic component. You see? That if you say that you could separate out the two concepts, you say there's a day, and then there's avodas hayom. Avodas hayom is a separate institution. So if that's the case, so then you shouldn't be masking, because it's not really an essential concept in the day. But if you say that every day is tied intrinsically to an avoda, and you can't separate out avoda sayom from the day itself, that it's you can't think of one without the other. You can't think of the yom itself without avoda sayom. It's an intrinsic concept in yom. So then you would have to be masker.
Why is that here in avoda?
Yeah. In other words, can you construe a day? Can you construe a day in Yahadis without avodas hayom? So the day is not avodas hayom.
What? It is intrinsic. How can you say it's not?
You could say it's not. It's not. A person slept all Shabbos. Slept all Shabbos. Mekayim, he's Mekayim by Yom HaShvi'i Tishbos. And no avodas hayom. In other words, avodah, the question is in halachic, could you conceptually say there's the yom and avodah siyom is a separate institution, or avodah is such a necessary institution that you can't, the moment you think of the day, you have to think of avodah siyom.
So it turns out there's a different yom.
So it turns out that's the question. If I say that the only time you mask here is if it affects your concept of the yom. So if you're going to tell me that yom without avoda is not construed, you can't construe yom without avoda. Okay?
Because so, yom is going to have you anytime you can say.
What?
Yom is going to have you anytime you can say.
Yeah, so then anytime the dance was going to be, because there's no such thing as yom without avodah. Shevach, b'chol yom v'yom tein le'meim b'chosa. So the only thing is, it has to do with the yom. Benching arosh chodesh. So b'chol yom v'yom tein le'meim b'chosa. So if the yom is different, so you have to mention it. So you have to mention it. So what does it depend on if the day is different? Depends on the relationship between avodah and yom. If they're intrinsically bound, so then it's going to be a different day. If they're not, they're separate institutions. So then there's the yom. It's not a different day. That's what it'll depend on.
Right.
Wow. You say that you can't construe a yom in Yahadis. You can't construe shnayim le'yom all something. You can't construe yom means avoda. Different avoda, different yom. Can't think of them conceptually, categorically apart. Complete two different things. Nice chakira. So let's go back to the Gemara now. So according to Tosfos, the question is where the thing is a vehicle, a proper vehicle, like tefillah, because it's essentially tzibur. So then pesum and isa is appropriate. And the concept, and the kiyum of the idea, of the kiyum of the chalei shem of pesum shem Hashem, it belongs there. But by berachas hamazon. It's only a kiyum of minyan, But essentially, it's a essentially it's really a yachid. So that's the Gemara's question. So what's the Gemara says? The Gemara says it's not a Gemara's machlekes. The Gemara says ain't a maska and bala haska maska ba'da, right? And then the Gemara is a story of Rav Huna by Yehuda that he wanted a maskit in Bnei Yerushalayim. So he told him, look, a tefillah. Ma tefillah ba'da af berchus mazon ba'da. Okay, so what's the question over there? So Taisa says, da ala nisim ha'da hi v'lo tefillah. All right, so what's the sefer of maskit in Bnei Yerushalayim? That's right. So it works out very well. Why? Because that's really the idea of Iskadilti Viskadishti. So that's really Migdash. That's really Migdash. Because Migdash is essential for that. So therefore it should be in Bnei Yerushalayim. Because you're doing it because of Pirsumei Nisim. And if you hold it in Maskir, I mean insofar as you're on Maskir, Maskir because even if you hold no Chiv Maskir, but you're Maskir because of Pirsumei Nisim. So, and Pirsumei Nisim really is Viska Dilti Viska Dishti, and that's really Migdash. So that's why it should be in Bnei Yerushalayim. So Taisva says, no, because Ala Nisim Hodo Hivalo Tfilo. So what does he mean? What does he mean? He means if it were a Tfilo, so then it'd be in Bnei Yerushalayim. But since it's a Hodo, so it must go in Avacha, right? So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is that you see that you go, but that you must go, and that the first thing you must follow in a tefillah is the language of the tefillah. That's an essential thing. In other words, in tefillah and in bracha, lashon is essential. So it's not just an accidental thing. So therefore, if the nature of the lashon is adah, you don't go by the inyan would be more appropriate in Bnei Yerushalayim. But in order to be in Bnei Yerushalayim, it would have to be a tefillah. But since it's not a tefillah and it's adah, so therefore you go by, you put it in nozul lecha. That's what Taisa is saying, that the ikir is, it's a yesod according to Taisa, that the ikir, if you have a thing whose nature insofar as its lashon is concerned, belongs to one category, one area, one bracha, but the topic belongs to another one. So you go by the lashon and not the topic, because the ikir is in brachas and in tefillah, the ikir is that the lashon should be right. So lashon is the ikir. That's what Taisus is saying. But that's according to Taisus. How does Rashi learn? Yeah, that in tefillah he held definitely. It belongs in modim, right? And not what? And not in ritzei. And not in ritzei. Yeah, I think according to Rashi is like this. Maybe we could organize the ideas like this. In other words, you have an ace, right? And what is an ace machayevin? Machayevin shevach v'edah. Okay, halal v'edah. Okay. But the thing is this, that the chiyuv hodor that it's machayevin is not simply hodor al hanes. It's machayevin hodor lakel. You see? The nes brings to mind a machayev of hodor on the nes. But when I give hodor, so the hodor really is hodor in general. The whole institution of hodor and everything. Do you know what I mean? So therefore, so that's what Rashi means. The ikra lahodor, the kul mosachanik called ikra lahodor niskanah. It means that the whole purpose of the nes, what does it mean ikra lahodor? So what happened to Pirsumei Nisim? What he means is that the whole purpose of the recognition of the nes is really in order that a person should engage in hodor. In other words, the nes is an opportunity for hodor lakel. You see, but not simply hodor on the nes alone. What? It's hodor in general. It's a keem of hodor l'kel. But the nes makes it impossible not to be aware of that, because the nes is mechayev yon hodor, and once you're mechayev in hodor, so now the whole inyan hodor becomes becomes something he's involved in. You see? So that's what Rashi means. Ikra l'hodor niskanah means that the whole purpose of the persuma nisa, I mean, to remember the nace, to be maskir the nace, the whole purpose is that a person should have a realization of hodor l'kel in general. So that's why Rashi says that's why it belongs where? It belongs in Modim. Okay, it belongs in Modim. So it's true that so now you have two different themes. You have a nes carries with it the idea of Pirsumei Nisa, which is Vizgadilti Vizgadishti. Okay, because that's the idea of a nes. But it also brings to mind the chiyuv of Shevach Vodor. The chiyuv of Shevach Vodor Lokel. So Rashi says that the ikar is Halal Vodor. That's the Shevach Vodor. That's the ikar takona. The name, you know what I mean? In other words, the ikar takona was that because of the nes, we should be kovei ourselves for halal and hador l'Hashem. You see, for halal and hador l'Hashem. So halal hador means in general halal hador. It's not simply on the nes, but the nes brings to mind the realization that we're chayiv and halal by hador l'Hashem. For instance, you say halal, for instance. Does it mention anything about in the whole halal? Does it mention anything about nes Chanukah? There's nothing about nothing was added to. To reference Nes Chanukah. It means Halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a yom of an ace, so we have a matir to say Halal. But the Halal is on everything. Halal on Mitzri. Halal on Yitzis Mitzrayim. Halal on everything. So really, that's what Rashi is saying, that the ikar of the whole thing is that a person should be in the state of Halal and Hador. That's really the ikar. That's the ikar that results from the Nes. Okay, so that's why Rashi says that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says that the Kitfila, Matfila beBerchas Hador, Da Kula Milsa the Chanukah Ikra L'Hador Niskana, because the main idea of Chanukah is that a person should come to the realization that he must engage in Halal and Hador. So that's why even in Berchas HaMazel, where you're being maskier. Even in Birchas HaMazon, where you're being maskir because of Pirsumei Nisa, okay, because insofar as Halal and Hador is concerned, you have that in Tefillah. But Birchas HaMazon is not a part of the Kfiyas Hayom that's Kavur Halal and Hador, right? But since there's Pirsumei Nisa, you have the theme of Pirsumei Nisa, so the question is, do you have to be maskir? But even though you're maskir because of Pirsumei Nisa, but nevertheless, you should do it just like in Tefillah. That's what Gemara says, Ketefillah. Why? Because the ikker thing of the nes is really that it brings to realization the person's constant chiyuv of Shevach Vayedor. That's really the main thing. That's what Rashi is saying. That's what she means by ikra l'hador niskanah. It means that the whole purpose of everything is that a person should engage in hodor. So, but the hodor is hodor on everything. So that's why it belongs in nodal l'cha. Why? Because that's really, even though you're saying it because of pirsumei nisa, which means the idea and the kiyum of pirsum hanes, which is the kiyum of v'sgadilti v'sgadishti. But the whole essence of everything is really that it brings the person to a realization that he's constantly chayav in hador. So that's why it belongs in the lacha. And it comes according to Rashi, there's two themes. There's a theme of Presume Niso because of the Nase. That's one theme. In other words, the Nase goes in two directions. One direction the Nase goes into is Pirsum Shmar Gadol. That's one direction. But another direction the Nase goes to is that since there was a Nase and you were the beneficiary of the Nase, so it places you under an obligation of Hodor and the realization of Hodor. Of Hodor Lokel, the institution of Hodor Lokel now becomes a reality. You see. So you have two themes. So Rashi, so which one is the Iker, the main theme? So Rashi says the main theme is the Hodor. That's Iker Lodor Niskanah. So that's why even though you're being maskirit because of the other theme of the Nase of Pearson Shem Hashem, but the main theme of the of Hanukkah, the Iker, is Hodor. That a Nase brings to realization. So a Nase brings, a Nase actually involves two things. It involves the Nase, which is Pirsum Hashem, you see, Pirsum Anes, right? So that's Pirsum Anes, one thing, but it also brings into play the theme of Hodor. The theme of Hodor, two different themes. So Rashi says that the Iker theme, it was framed because of the Iker theme, which is Hodor. It contains as a content of Pirsum, but it's framed because of Hodor. So that's what Rashi says. Since that's the case, that's what the Gemara means. That you thought you'd be sure if you're going to be masking Brechas HaMazon. It's why you're being masking Brechas HaMazon, because of the theme of the Nase of Pirsum Shem Hashem. So that's really that's why you're being masker. But when you come to be masker, you should be masker it in Nodalacha. Why? Because really Nase, what a Nase essentially eventuates into is really what? Is really the idea of Hodor. So why does the idea of so it's an interesting thing. So there's two themes, right? There's a theme of Pirsum and then there's a theme of Hodor. And the main theme, Rashi says, Hodor. Why is the main theme Hodor?
What?
You think it's the opposite, right? Right. So I think the reason why the main theme is Hodor is because the whole concept of Pirsum, of the Hiskadilti Viskadishti, really is Hodor. Now, Hodor embraces everything. Hodor, you have to give Hodor on that too. You see, you have to give it, in other words, ultimately what the human being is left with is Hodor. In other words, so whose benefit is it that is got dealt with? Not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, it's ours. It's our benefit. So you're chayev, so that too is chayev in Hodor. So the theme, that theme itself eventuates in Hodor. So Hodor is the overall end result of everything. See, end result of everything. What? Yeah, it's more fundamental. It's more fundamental. Because the whole Pirsum Shemar Gadol is all for our benefit. So therefore, so that's a Chayiv on Hodor and that too. So that's also a Chayiv on Hodor. You see? So Hodor is all-embracing. Hodor is the all-embracing idea. That's what Rashi says. That's Ikra is Hodor. So of course there's the theme of Yizgalav Yizkadosh Shmei Rabbah. That theme is there. I mean, the Nase definitely brings that theme into existence, and that theme is an essential theme. But Hodor is the overall all-embracing theme is Hodor. Yes, the all-embracing theme is Hodor. That's Russian. Equal Hodor Niskanah. So that's why, where are you going to put it? You put it in Nodalacha. Because that's Hodor. And Hodor is everything. Hodor embraces, all-embracing. Ultimately, it's all Hodor, into existence. And the fact that you give Hodor, why are you giving Hodor? You need a mata for Hodor. The answer is because of the Nase. So the Nase, the whole, according to Rashi, I mean, Rashi really, in a few words, kind of like puts the whole thing together. How does it work? how it works is this Pirsum Shem Hashem is a separate institution. You see, Navi, the Navi talks about the separate, that's a separate theme. That's Rabbeinu Yonah Bracha says, how do you know what a theme is? So Rabbeinu Yonah Bracha says, by the Navi. So the Navi, you look at the Pesukim and Navi. Navi defines a theme. That's why he says Moshiach Yisrael is a separate theme than Bonir Shalom. Because you have many, many Pesukim that say Moshiach Yisrael. Yisrael Moshiach Hashem Chua Salam. It doesn't mention by Bonir Shalom. So you see it's a separate theme. So the theme of Pirsum Shema Gadol is a separate theme. Navi sets it off as a separate theme. But the Nais reflects that theme, which is a theme in itself. That's correct. But Nais also is Mechayev us in Shevach Vado. And according to Rashi, it's not just Shevach Vado on the Nais, but it's the whole Indian of Shevach Vado in general. The whole Indian of Shevach Vado. And that's the overriding Indian. Because everything ultimately is Hador. Everything ultimately is Hador. That's a Rashi. That's a Rashi. So that's why. Where do you put it? You're saying it because of the theme of the Nais. That's why you're being masquerade. But where you put it the way it's the way the nature of it is structured. And in terms of us, it's Hodah. In terms of us, it's Hodah. Ultimately, it's Hodah. Okay. In terms of Hodah, that's Tefillah. That you already have a Kfiyas for Hodah. So there's no, but Berchus HaMazon, they weren't masakin over there because boyachal and boyloachal. It's not part of the. There's no. It's not an institution of the day. But since there's a concept of pesumei nisa, so that's why I have to be maskir. I should be maskir in Berchus HaMazon. But now when I am maskir, I'm maskir the way the thing ultimately spells itself out, which is Hodah. That's not like it's Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the whole question of Gemara is, what do you follow? Do you follow the theme, or do you follow the Lashon? According to Rashi, that's not the question. According to Rashi, the question is, you have a theme of Pesumei Nisa, and that is a theme in its own right, but it's Mechayev and Shevach Hodah. And the question is, do you go by the cause of the mazkir in Berchus HaMazon, which would be Pesum and Nisa Bibon Rishlayim, or do you go by what that thing ultimately is Machayev a person in, the Iker, and that's Hodah. So that was the Havmina was Maskan. Havmina was, you should put it in Bibon Rishlayim, because why are you being mazkir in Berchus HaMazon? Why am I being mazkir because of Pesum and Nisa? That's the whole reason. So if that's the such a beam butter slam. So but the maskana is no. The cause of why you're maskir is not necessarily where you're maskir. The cause is Pesume Nisa. But where you're maskir is, what does Pesume Nisa do for a person? The answer is, it brings him to Shevach Vado. Ultimately, it's Shevach Vado. So that's why you should be maskir at Kitfila. That's what the Gemara says, Kitfila. Just like in Tefillah, Maskir, and Hodah, because that's the essence of it. So over here also, even though the cause over here is not Hodah, the cause is Pesumei Nisa, but you still have to go according to what that cause eventuates in. What does it result in? It results in a chiyuv, in a participation in Hodah, an act of Hodah on the part of the individual, part of man. So that's where it belongs. That's where Rashi belongs. The Pirsum Shem Hashem is always ultimately Middash. That's always the way it is. Because that is the vehicle. That is the vehicle on this earth of the ultimate state of Kvod Shemayim. Okay. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. What we said was, the question that they ask is that why is it 8 days, not 7 days? Because you had enough for one day. Yeah, but the answer... The answer is that we're not excited about the mechanics of the Nais. I mean, that's not what it's about. I mean, what the magic, that's childish, that's infantile. The whole concept is that it's Hashra Shechina. It's the Kvod Shemayim. So the Kvod Shemayim is measured by the fact that the hadlok of the pach resulted in a kiyum menorah of 8 days. That's the Kvod Shemayim, not the measure which part was miraculous, which part wasn't miraculous. And on Derech HaTevi you're not chayev and Sherech Vador. I mean, this whole idea is nonsensical. It means to say that there was through this hadlaka, there was a kiyum of Kvod Shemayim for 8 days. So that's why it's 8 days. Not because of the, you don't measure against the, you don't analyze the mechanics of the nace. It's related. This hadlaka is related to a shvacho, to unique shvacho shomako. I mean, from the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, in the beginning, Halacha Daled, it's mashma that there was two chasranos. One chasran was that they didn't have one language. Of course, that's what he says. He says, "Vayasvasim kolachem mureves milshonos harbe." So, and then he says, and they didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. And then he says, they mixed Lashon, had to mix Lashon HaKodesh together with another Lashon. But the implication from the Rambam is there was two things. Lashon HaKodesh is the best, but at least if you have one Lashon, and you know that Lashon well, that's also good. But they were, they're Lashonos Merovos. So that's why that wasn't good. So he says, that's why the Kivin Shiro Ezra Bezdino Kach, Amduvin Tiklan Shmon Ezra Brachas Ala Seder. And then it says, Kadesh Yeruchos Befi Akol, Vilmudo Asom Vetia Tfilas Elo Ha'alogim, the ones that couldn't speak well, Tfilas Shlema, Ketfilas Bale Ha'loshon Atzacha. So you see, in tefillah, you need a lashon tzacha, because his amal of Hashem demands a lashon tzacha. So preferable is lashon tzacha, lashon hakodesh. But even if you used a singular lashon, that would also be, if you knew one lashon well, use that lashon, that would also be good. But what is bad is that you don't even have a lashon. You just put together here and there, a few words from here, a few words from there. That lacks in Kvod Shemayim. That Lexington. That's why they were masakin. That's something else. And that's why they made the brachos as well. But when they did the tefillah. But the essential thing is apparently there's a difference between tefillah. And between every bracha should be aruch b'fiyah, like that's good. But in tefillah, there's a requirement of lashon tzacha. That's what the Rambam says. Tefillah shleima, he says, ketefillah balei al lashon tzacha. So you see, if you don't have a lashon tzach, it's not a tefillah shleima. Lacks in tefillah shleima, because tefillah is only with nashim. So that's what he wants to say. That with regard to tefillah, they definitely held that, and I have many want to say, that in regard to tefillah, definitely held that what? That it has to be according to the Lashon. And Lashon is really Lashon of what? Of Hador. So you can't, so Lashon is, demands that it's Kavua, that it follows, because otherwise we'll lack in Tzachas a Lashon. Right? But with regard to Berchus HaMazon, since the reason he'd be maskir is the inyan of Pesumenisa, but in Berchus HaMazon, which is not Om Lefnei Hashem, so over there you'd think you'd go by the inyan. Kamash Malon, no. That even in Bracha, the determinant is the is Lashon. Even in Bracha, the determinant is Lashon. But you see that in tefillah, everything must be perfect. See, in tefillah must be perfect. So nothing can be out of place. Everything has to be exactly perfect in terms of tzachas lashon. So the precision. So if it's a little bit off, I mean, you'd be putting it in a different place, then you're lacking the precision of the thing. Because you're jumping from one ritzei is a tefillah, and now you're going to put in and now you're going to put in al nisim. I mean, it doesn't fit. It's not. It lacks in the proper signal of lashon. It's not correct. By bracha, the Rambam doesn't say tzachas lashon. He just says sheyehei inyan called bracha oroch b'fiyo aleg. It should be available to him. Okay, it should be oroch. It should be fixed. Okay? He doesn't mention Tzachas Lashon Avodah. What Taisa is saying is that it's true that there's a difference in terms of priority in Lashon in Tefillah as opposed to Lashon in Berachas HaMazon, but nevertheless, where you have an option, you always put it in the in the place where it's where it fits in properly. I mean, we have an option. You always put it in there. That's why you always, even in a bracha, just because it doesn't have the same status insofar as tzachas aloshin as tefillah. A tefillah is a different thing. It's true, but even in bracha, if the thing fits in according to the lashon, it fits in to one place better than the other. That's the place. That's the place it has to be. I mean, that's how it's going. Yeah. So that's the nice thing. So you have in Birchas HaMazon, in terms of the topic, so Bonei Yerushalayim is the place. But in terms of the Siddur Lashon, so the Nodlecha. So the question is in Bracha, which takes priority? In Tefillah, there's no question. In Tefillah, there's no question because Tefillah is a Tzachas Lashon. Okay, good. The question here, the question of Nashim by Hallel. Okay? Question of Nashim by Hallel. So Rashi says they were masakin it for Hallel and for Hodah. Right? So what did so what about Nashim? Nashim and Hallel. Okay. So what about Nashim and Hallel? So the Rambam says openly that Nashim are pturus.
Okay.
The Rambam says openly that Nashim are pturus from Hallel. Because it's a deal, it's a Rambam Per Gimel Lachi Dalet, where he talks about the Kore and how the Rambam Seder of Hallel. Okay? So the Rambam. What? What?
All
Hallel. Institution of Hallel. So the Rambam says. The Rambam says it's in the last halacha. He says, A Kore Amo An Hashem Oshino, Vein On Machrav An Hashem Oshino, Afi Shein Rosh Perek. Who am I on Hashem Atzlichona? Who am I on Hashem Atzlichona? Who am I Baruch Ba V'Cholam and Baruch Cholam and Baruch Ba? I mean, we don't do the Ram. I mean, I don't know why not. I mean, truth of the matter is, the Rambam says that everybody had all these different minhagos, and he said this is the correct minhag. So I don't know why nobody listened to him. What do you have to lose? But maybe it was too long. There's a big long howl. Now I say like this: Vimoya makres a howl cut no evido isha ona acharei mashahein omrim mila b'mila b'chol howl. But let's say it's the one that's the makre is an evid or isha cutting. So then you have to say every word. Why? Because it can't be yotze with them. Okay. Like for instance, in Halacha Yud Beis, Ech Acha Shemavarach Hagadol Shemakras Halal Shemakras Halal Maschivar Mahaluka V'Chol Amonim Haluka V'Chozvar Mahalu Avdei Hashem V'Chol Amonim Haluka V'Chozvar Mahalu Hashem Hashem V'Chol Amon Haluka, and every piece and every phrase. Everyone. Yishem Hashem Avraham Tov Adlam V'Cholam Haluka V'Chein Al Kol Dova Ad Shen Nimtzu Onim B'Chol Halal Haluka Meya V'Sholosh V'Esrim Pa'amim Simin Lehem Shnosu Shalom 123 times Haluka. So what?
Why is he mentioning the
Dova? No, it's a similar Dova.
What's that?
It's just a similar Dova. Simin 123 times. What's the difference about the number, you mean?
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know. It's a so it's different halal, but sibur ram. So then the Rambam says, what? No, it's dvarim. Dvarim, phrases, right? So then he said, then that's what he says. But v'imoyah makres a halal cut no evido isha ona acharei mashein omrim mila b'mila b'chol halal. So it's an interesting thing. That shouldn't show us to the conservatives. Anyways, but the thing is, you're not Yotze. So if the Isha says, for instance, that she says, Hallelujah, she says, I'm sorry, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, so you have to say, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem after. he can't say haluka because she's potter. She's potter min hadavar. So since she's potter, so what she says doesn't count. So you have to just say it doesn't register. So what? That's a good question. It's apparently it's not Shemeya Kaona, it's the Tzuras HaHalel B'Tzibor. It's the Tzura, the Tzuras HaHalel B'Tzibor is you have a makra says the verse, and then everybody says Haluka. The phrase, and then Haluka. What? So, what? So you're lacking. So that's why he says. That's like a cutting. Let's say I have a cutting up there. You shouldn't do it that way. But if you did, if you had no choice because nobody knew it. I mean, you have to realize everybody has a dorm today. It's very easy. But you didn't have it. You have to have the call has to say it. And they don't know it by heart. That's why, for instance, Marama Rutenberg. He says you shouldn't say ligmor asahalo. You say likra asahalo, like we say. Why? Because it says if you say ligmor asahalo and you forget one, and you omit even one letter, so he says a brachal vatal. I mean, other Rishonim say not, because they say ligmor doesn't mean to complete. But that's what he says. But you have to realize, why should a person forget? In those days, they didn't have a sitter. Not everybody had a sitter. So you forget a word. So you get a letter wrong. So it's no good. I mean, it's bound to say, you don't have a problem. But but that's what the Rambam is saying. That let's say that there was nobody around, and the only one that knew was an Isha. So then he says, she could be makra as ha'om in order that they should know what to say, but she doesn't count as a component of the tzibur as a makra and ona because her makra is nothing. You see, what? Yeah, like a cotton. So that's what the Rambam is saying. That if you only had an Isha, so what you would do is, nobody else knows but her, so you'd have her call it, say the Pasuk, and everybody say after her, say everything.
So the Makri has to know
that. So therefore, that's what the Rambam is saying. But you see from that an Isha is Potter. She's putz from out. What's that? So it would seem that even though Howell's Betzibor and the Isha will not count as one of the Tzibor, but if she's Chayev and Hallel, so she should be able to be function as a Makra, just like an Isha by Kriyas HaTorah. She's not a. She doesn't count as one of the Tzibor. You need 10 besides her, but she could be all the Torah maker at the end, except when they cover the Tzibor, you don't do it. Because it's not a covenant seal, they send up somebody that's not chayev. But she'd be ol leminyan akrum, hatara. So alpidin would be good. So over here as well, we should say the same thing. That even though if she's chayevis and halel, so then she should be able to function as a makri. Why not? I mean, she's chayevis, so what she's saying is good. The only reason it's not good is because of the fact that she's pater. So it would be a riot from the Rambam that an ish is patura min halal. In Torah, even though she's not chayev, but it's still Torah. But halal is an institution that's not simply tilim; it's an institution of halal. So if she's not chayev in halal, there's no halal for her. Vis-a-vis her, there's no reality. There's no reality of halal. It's not a reality of halal. It's not halal. There's no entity of halal. Ram's going to Mishnah. Okay, so you see openly that's mashman that she's potter. So yeah, but it's the same deal that if she were chayiv, then she could do it. That's the Mishnah. So the same deal. Because why do you have to, the Rambam, that why do you have to say the same thing? That the fact that you have to say it over, what she says, so it's mashma, she's Petura. Say the same thing. It's Digathesis. Mashma kanda isha Petura now. Why? Because if she were Chayiv, so then she'd be perfect to be Makri Sahalal. There wouldn't be any problem. That makes sense. It has to be the way. Makes sense. Just like Kriya Torah. Yes, yeah, so Tosfos says that Hallel of Arve, Hallel Lele Psachim the Chayev. Why? Because we said the Chayev in Dalakosos. And Dalakosos are broken up into Kiddush and Masamta Dalakosos, Elokadei Loma Leim Hallel, Vagoda. Shiny Hallel the Pesach Dalanesba, Vafein Hoya Bosanes, that's what he says. Avokan Lalanes Amor. So what would they say about Hanukkah based on what he's saying? What's apparently it's a Afei Mosnes B'chayev. It's interesting. What? Rashi doesn't say that. Yeah, what Tosfos says over there, Tosfos says that the Chayev, Tosin Lamaches and Sukkah. So he says Nashama Chayev, Mistaver, that Nashama Chayev and Halal on the night of Pesach. Why? Because still Masakin that you say the Chayev and Dal Kosos. And probably you're not going to say for them was a different Dalakosos. That's it. After the Agada, that's when they made the bracha. So Mestava, they're chayav in the same Seder, the Kosos, ala Seder, just like a man. Because that's part of Dalakosos, Dalakosos ala Seder. So Tosfos, so from there would seem that they're chayav in Halal on Lele Pesachim. So Tosfos says over there is because ala Nesbar. Va'afein hoyu bos hanes. Avokan lo al anes amor. Yeah. So what would he hold by Hanukkah? What would he hold by Hanukkah? So you see, in other words, like this, the machayev on Hanukkah is the nes. The machayev is the nes. But the halel on Hanukkah, the machayev is the nes. But the halel is really halel in general. Like we said before, that the Hallel is in other words, the Nes, really say Hallel every day. But you can't say Hallel every day. So the Nes is the matir to say Hallel. But Hallel is Hallel in general. It's not Hallel al Nes. You see. Masha Eina Kane by Leil Pesach, over there, the Hallel is Hallel al Nes. Because first you have Sipur and they say Lefichoch Anachnu Chayav Lohodus LaHalel. So therefore that Hallel is the Hallel Al Hanes. And since they're Chayav in Sipur, so they're Chayav in Hallel. You understand? But over here, it's true the reason why we're saying Hallel is the Nes, but the Hallel itself is not Hallel Al Hanes. Over there by Leil Pesach, the Hallel is Hallel Al Hanes. Because he's saying Leficha Anachnu Chayav Lohodus LaHalel on what? On what we just said, the whole Sipur. So it's Halal al Anes, so Afeim Hoyobos Anes, so that's why they're Shaykh to the Halal as well. Just like they're Shaykh to the Sipur.
And it's
Halal Mitzri. It's Halal Mitzri, that's right. Mentioned Mitzrayim. It's Halal Mitzri, that's right. But over here, it's simply because of the Nes. Really, the Gemara says, Hey, Chalki Mi Gamer Hal B'chol Yom? Show us Hal. But you can't. So since there was a nes, so the nes is machayev in halal. But the halal is not halal a nes. Like we said before, you don't mention anything about it. There's no asofa about Hanukkah. It's halal mitzri. It's halal in general. So they're nashim apturas. They're nashim apturas. So what? So that's the difference. The difference is that Leil Pesach, the kiyum halal is a kiyum on the nisim. Whereas over here, it's a kiyum halal in general, but the nes is machayev in halal. Okay? Yes. So that's the question. So why is it that by Ne'er Chanukah we say that they're chayev? Why? Because afim hoyev abos anes. And yet by Hallel, which is also the machayev is the nes, you don't say it. Right? That's the question. So apparently, you only say Afim Oyubos Anes where the mitzvah is tied to the nes. Where the mitzvah itself, the Kiyum Mitzvasa, involves the nes. You see, so in Ner Chanukah, the Kiyum Mitzvasa is the nes, involves the nes. Because that's Lo Dianes, like the Rambam says. So it's Halacha of being Modia the nes. Of Pirsum Anes. So therefore, in the Noshim are only Chayavos where Afem Hoya Bosanes, where the Hallel, where the mitzvah, whether it's Hallel, where the mitzvah is intrinsically tied to the Nes. So they're only Chayev and Hallel Lele Pesach. Why? Because that's a Hallel on the Nes itself. But the Hallel with Shekim in general, not. I, the Nes, was Machayev and Hallel. That's not Machayev. I, how come by Ner Chanukah they're Chayev? Because the Nes was Machayev. The answer is because Ner Chanukah is Lahodi Anes. The Ner Chanukah is intrinsically, its kiyum is the kiyum of the Nes. So they're Chayev wherever the kiyum is a kiyum of Nes. That's where they're Chayev. Okay. That's our family Hogos Nes. But they're not Chayev in something that the Nes was Gorei. The Nes caused it is not a reason to be Mechayev. But if the Maisa Mitzvah involves the Nes, then they're Chayev. Okay.
It makes sense that they're Chayev now.
It's now the question is, should the Isha say it? So Pashtus, what? Yes, it then just becomes my grandma. It's just my grandma. So now should she say it? So according to the Ram, that'll be a question. Because could be a question of Eina Mitzuviyosa. You get into the question of Eina Mitzuviyosa.
What's the definition of Afim?